Welcome back here from the McCook Senior High Gymnasium, where we're just about set and ready to go for our first matchup of night one of the night, one of three, as McCook will take on Colby, then Colby will meet up with Hoxie, and then the nightcap, McCook will take on Hoxie for our final match of the night. We'll have coverage of all three matches over on our Kix 96.1 YouTube channel. Hopefully it cooperates through us throughout the night. And then we will also have radio coverage of the Hoxie Indian and Colby Eagle match over on our sister station 101.1 KFNF. So that's what we'll have pretty much going on all the way throughout the night. Going to be a good one here for the McCook Senior High Gymnasium, as the Lady Bison looking to continue their winning success after last week had a tough week, going 0-2, losing to Ogallala 3-0 here on their home floor, and Holdridge 3-0. Both of those two teams off to a hot start at 7-1, but they were able to take down Shylin and Goodland on Monday 2-0, and then beat Goodland 2-1, beat Shylin 25-5 and 25-21, then beat Goodland losing the first set 27-25, but came back to win 25-20. 25-15. Colby took down Hill City in three sets on Monday, 25-8, 25-10, 25-10. So we're just about set and ready to go here from the McCook Senior High Gymnasium for our first matchup of the night between the McCook Lady Bison and the Colby Eagles. These two teams did meet up last year, McCook getting the best of Colby in three sets. So this year, Colby looking to maybe return the favor. The Bison looking to maybe make it a 2-0 start against Colby. And great job by both Coach Hoynes as well as Coach Mosier from Colby of getting together. These two teams don't see each other a lot and haven't on the volleyball side of things. Did play some basketball, McCook did, against Colby way back, and especially when they were down there in that orange and black tournament. But other than that, Colby, McCook, not really on the volleyball hardwood anyway, have seen each other. So they've been able to get together now 2 years in a row. And Colby, a great team from Northwest Kansas, along with Hoxie. And we'll talk a little more about them when McCook is playing them. But Hoxie, the 2A state runner-up last year. We're going to take a quick break. When do we come back? We'll have first serve here on Kix 96.1. Welcome back here, Bison Volleyball on Kix 96.1. Couple of matches tonight for both the Bison as well as every other team in this triangular. Like I was mentioning, good to see that these two teams have been able to meet up over the past couple of season. Like I mentioned, Colby, great team from the Northwest Kansas side, off to a great start at 8-3. Had a tough opening tournament. They went to Hayes to compete there in the Hayes High tournament and walked away just 2-3 out of the five matches they played that day. Since then, they've won six matches in a row, including three at a quadrangular where four teams play, and then they went to Goodland last week and took down Hugoton. They went to Holcomb and were able to take down Hugoton 2-0. And Holcomb, a team that they have played now three times already to start the young season, and the Eagles have beat them now two out of the three times, and all of them have went to three sets as they were able to beat them last Thursday. And then, like I mentioned, this Monday, they took down Hill City. Last year, these two teams faced off in Hoxie, and it was McCook into the best of Colby 2-1. They won set one, 25-18. And then Colby would come back to win set two, 25-22, in a very competitive third set, 25-22, that McCook won. That's kind of been the story of McCook under head coach Trevor Hoynes, a very competitive team. Just haven't had a couple of those wins go their way. See if they can get two of those tonight against two really high-quality opponents. Hoxie, not off to the start that they wanted, have dealt with some injuries so far throughout the season. We'll talk a little more about them we get there. But Colby off to a terrific start this season, especially last year after they finished with just a 17-20 record. They lost in their sub-state first round, which would be like their sub-district tournament. They lost in the sub-state first round to Goodland 2-0, and they're looking primed and ready to go. Returned a lot from last season, and we're set and ready to go here from McCook in the Senior High Gymnasium. Last year, this triangular was held in Hoxie. Hoxie went 2-0. McCook 1-1. Colby sadly went 0-2. And trying to maybe make that a little bit different for the Lady Eagles. As for the Lady Bison, they're trying to go 2-0 this time instead of 1-1. So Lady Bison won the coin toss. They'll be back to serve first. It'll be Karsten Porter, the junior, to serve it up for the Bison to the Colby Eagles here in set number one. Best two out of three of all matches tonight. And Porter lobs it up, and it'll go straight into the net. So a tough way to start for the Lady Bison. And a 1-0 lead here in set number one for the Eagles. And Allie Flanagan will be back to serve here for the Eagles. So Flanagan pounds the volleyball into the court a couple of times. Now she'll serve it up, puts it up under the back row. Great dig there by the Bison. Porter will go outside. Big swing coming over the top there from Randall, and it was able to drop home in front of the back row. A try there from the Eagles, and Ashlyn Randall has her first kill of the night. And it is tied up at one apiece. So 1-1 here in set number one. Back to serve here is Walgren. Puts it up to the back row. Colby out of rotation. Has to send it over on a free ball. Walgren to the back right corner. Up to Porter. Sets it up down the middle. Callie Carpenter with a big swing. Puts it off the back row. Colby again on a free ball. They haven't had a kill try yet. Porter to the outside. Big swing coming here for Randall. Goes off the top of the blocks. Colby keeps it alive. Now they send it back the other way here with McCarty. And just putting it over down the left line, but they'll say it is wide, was Randall. And it'll be 2-1. So 2-1 lead here. No, they say that got some hands, excuse me. So 2-1 lead for the Bison. Randall with her second kill and makes it 2-1. So 2-1 lead for the Bison here in set number one. Lobs it up into the back row. Great dig right there by Cheney. Libero coming in to save it before it went out of bounds. Barton sent over a free ball from the Eagles. Porter with the back set this time to the right pin. Wrapping it just inside the antenna there was Foster. Now coming back right at him was Stanley there with her own try. And Porter able to get it off to Bailey Faber, who sends it over on a free ball. And putting it up over the top. Almost got it to sneak in, and they do. As it was a great dive from Jaylea Walgren, but she just came up just a bit short on it. And so it'll go down as a kill for the Eagles and ties us up at two apiece here in set number one. So 2-2, set number one. Back to serve is Stanley here for the Eagles. She gives it up to Foster in the back row. Porter with the back set this time to Carpenter from the right pin down the line. Great dig by Barton in the back row to the outside. Here's a big swing coming from Hills. Put up in the back row by Walgren. And then Foster has a tough time getting to it and maybe bumping it back up into the air to try to get the offense rolling there. So another attack air for the Bison, and to make it 3-2. Colby with her first lead of the night. Foster back to serve again. Pops it up over. Was looking to go to Foster in the back left corner, but instead she puts it into the net, and we're knotted up at three apiece again. So 3-3 here in set number one. Callie Crawford back to serve here for the Bison. Crawford lobs it up into the back row. Great sliding dig right there by Hills to keep it alive. And now Carly Hills sends it over on a free ball. Porter trying to sneak it in. Put it all over the back left corner. Two-hand swat over here from the Eagles. Bison on the attack. Randall will just force it over to the top of the middle of the net. Down the middle. Big swing coming here. Great dig in the back row off of Cheney's swing try. Now Randall puts it over on a free ball from the Bison. Two-hand swat over from the libero. Gets the Bison out of position. Running over to get it was Walgren. And it was a great shot right there by Elizabeth Barton to get the kill, and the Bison now down 4-3. So 4-3 here in set number one. Out of the back left corner for Walgren. Porter will go down the middle, just tapping it over. Almost got it into that donut where no one was in the middle of the floor. Eagles send it back over to the Bison here. Porter again down the middle this time. The swing for Renner, and she is able to get it to go. Abby Renner with her first kill on the night. And it makes it 4-4. We're knotted up here at fours in set number one. It's been back and forth. Neither team has had over a one-point lead. So back to serve again, twiggles the twine. It was a great serve there in the back row by Randall. She'll come in, set it up long way outside. Foster looking for high hands, goes over to the top of the block. Now Callie Hills into the net, and it'll be down on the side of the Eagles after the block up front there. Might have hit the net first. That's what they're going to call it, and it makes it 5-4. McCook in front here in set number one. Putting it up out of the back row. Great dig right there by Carly Hills. Now she just punches it over with the right wrist. The back set this time. And wrapping it inside the antenna for the kill is Morgan Griffin. And the Bison have opened up the largest lead of the night for either team at 2 points. Makes it 6-4 in set one. So the Bison got a little bit going here. They're on a 3-0 run. Have opened up their largest lead of the night. And the largest lead by either team. Randall again with a hard serve out of the middle of the back row. Bump set this time. Over on a free ball from the 10-foot line by the Eagles. Randall with a big set outside. Gives it to Foster, who goes in between the blocks. And it goes down on the side of the Eagles. Make it 7-4. And the Bison off to a strong start here in set number one. 7-4 to lead. Set number one for the Bison. Randall back to serve again. Goes short again. Overpass and kept alive by the Bison after Griffin got a hand on it up front. Now a free ball sent over again from Carly Hills. Randall comes in behind the 10-foot line with a long set. Foster just wraps it up over the top of the blocks. Libero for the Eagles is able to put it over on a free ball. Great job by Griffin to put that up. Foster just knocks it over with the wrist. And then down to the left pin this time. To the right pin, excuse me. And coming in with a kill off the blocks is Shaylee Holtzmeyer with a big swing there. But they say that it goes into the net first, so it'll be a point for the Bison to make it 8-4. So no kill there. Down the middle this time. And Walgren with a great dig in the back row. The back set outside. Griffin again with a big swing. Goes in between the blocks. Now the sneaky set is able to fall in. And running in to do that was Shaylee Holtzmeyer. So gets that kill that we thought she had just a second ago. And it'll make it 8-5 here in set number one. Long serve, puts it up in the back row there for Foster. Randall sets it up outside. Griffin from the left pin this time was almost able to put it down. They go back side here. Hills just taps it over the net and gets the Bison out of rotation. And Carly Hills with her first kill. She's been trying to get it all night. She finally gets it there, and it makes it 8-6 in set number one. So the Bison went out on a 5-0 run. Now have surrendered up a 2-0 run themselves. Bailey Favre with a tough dig in the back row. Running down to get it as Walgren gives it up. Just pushing it back over with two hands as runner up front. Now sneaking it back over again. Over the top was Flanagan that time. The back set. Foster puts it down the right line. Great dig in the back row by Barton the libero. Now Hillis again off the top of the blocks. Kept alive by the Bison. Renner too short, and Hillis will just take care of it as it was an overpass. What it turned out to be, it looked like it was going to be really close against the net, and Hillis just sticks her paw out there and puts it down, and it's 8-7, so here come the Eagles after the Bison long run. Lobs it up and into the net for service error number two for the Eagles to make it 9-7. A Bison desperate need of a side out there, and they're able to get one. So it'll be Bailey Foster, the junior, back to serve for the Bison here with the Lady Bison in front by two. She serves it, was going for the left corner there, and just served it wide. And so that one will go wide. Service error number two for the Bison. And it makes it 9-8. Lobs it up over the top. Great dig by Favre. Bump set this time. Randall. Walgren just tapping it over. She gets it back. Pops it up in the air. She'll go back at it again from the left. Pin goes off the blocks. Kept alive by the Eagles somehow. Foster comes in. Running in is Griffin. She'll set it up outside. Big swing off the top of the backboard there on the basketball hoop. And finally it'll drop down. So a kill for Jaleah Walgren, her first. And to make it 10-8 Bison here in set number one. So back and forth we go here in set number one. And man, oh man, what it's been. Bison with a narrow two-point lead. It's Abby Renner back to serve, and she served it hard, but it goes into the net. Number three for the Bison, and to make it 10-9. So 10-9 here in set number one. Bison in front by a point. The match between these two last year at Hoxie went to three, and it's kind of looking that way here in set number one. Walgren with a dig in the back middle row. The outside Griffin, big swing, puts it over the top of the blocks and just trying to swat it up was Maddie McCarty for the Eagles. She can't do it, and it's another kill for Morgan Griffin, her second, and to make it 11-9. So the Bison, who were young last year, somewhat young this year, just with varsity playing experience. A lot of girls that have played a lot of volleyball, but maybe not at the highest level. Here's a nice serve by Porter into the back row. They give it up to the middle there, and Sadie Cheney up front is just able to dazzle everybody. She saw that the blocks were all in the middle. She just taps it up there to the front left corner and is able to get the kill for herself, and it's 11-10. So 11-10, back to serve. Favre digs it out. Porter runs in with a bump set into the back row. Foster rolls it up over the top of the free ball. The set will go to the right pin this time. Big swing, and keeping it up in the air was Porter, but it will come down on the net. Walgren was there ready to receive it, and getting the kill there for the Eagles is Flanagan, her first, and we're tied up at 11 apiece. So the Eagles looking to reclaim the lead for the first time in a long while. Flanagan with a nice serve. Favre digs it out. Porter with a bump set. Down the middle here for Crawford. Rolls it up over the top. The set to the outside. Left pin this swing. And a big swing, but it goes right on the block. Off the McCook block and out of bounds. Just tough luck there as Brent Staley will get the kill. And it's 12-11. So the Eagles with a run to come back and take the lead. A 3-0 run of themselves to take the lead back. 12-11 in set number one. Lobs it up to the back row. Great dig. Foster, but the overpass. The kill try up front. Goes off a couple of bison, but Holtzmeier is able to get it down. Her second kill, 13-11, and Trevor Hoynes wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor. We'll take one with them. This is Bison Volleyball on Kix 96.1. Welcome back here from the McCook Senior High Gymnasium, 13-11. McCook down by two after they got out to an early 11-9 lead there, had a nice little run to put themselves up in front. But now Colby with a great run to put themselves in front by two, 13-11. Holtzmeier back to serve again, lobs it up to the back row. Great dig right there by Renner. They'll go down the middle to Crawford. She just taps it up over the top, sliding dig right in there. The overpass, though, taken care of by Renner, but kept alive by the Eagles. Porter this time with a back set to the right pin off the top of the blocks. Kept alive by the Eagles, gets him out of rotation. They'll have to send it over on a free ball. There does Callie Hills down the middle again for Crawford. Big swing! Is it just long? No, they say it touches the line, and the Bison will get the point, make it 13-12, and Callie Crawford using a big swing this time up front, able to get it done, and it makes it 13-12. So 13-12, Bison down by one in set number one. Walgren back to serve. Lobs it up. Foster with a great dig in the back row. They'll go back to her down the middle. Excuse me, that's Stanley. Went short. Favre was there to the outside. Big swing over the top of the blocks. Did it touch any hands? No. And Colby will get the point as shooting it long there was Ashlyn Randall. And the Bison with three attack errors on the night. Colby with three as well. 14-12. Colby in front by two. Stanley with a serve to the back left corner. Great dig right there by Foster, but she just tapped it up off the chest, so the Bison have to send it over on a free ball. Hughes, a huge swing, but shooting it way long. Look at the Bison weren't ready for it because they didn't have any of the blocks up there. It had a couple, but were kind of late on the push there, and Holtzmeier sends it long anyway. And so misses out on her third kill. Attack error four. Bison still down by one at 14-13. Crawford twiggles the twine on the serve. Gives it up to the back row. Hillis from the 10-foot line able to put it over. And now a bump set to the outside. Randall just taps it over from the 10-foot line on a free ball. The setup to the outside. Just tapping it up over the top is Holtzmeier. The Bison somehow keep it alive. Went off of three of them. And they finally get it over. Now Hills into the back row. Great dig right there to the outside. Swing coming from Foster. She just puts it over down the right line, and a tough set there. Holtzmeier just has to punch it over with the left hand. Now down the middle this time. Swing for Renner is into the back row. Joust at the net. That'll be won by the Eagles, but the Bison do keep it alive. And we got a point here. Got a point here for the Bison. Make it 14-14, so we're knotted up at 14 apiece to the outside. Puts it off the top of the blocks. Great sliding dig right there by Porter. Crawford sends it over on the free ball. Down the middle this time to the outside. Just tapping it up over the top. Holtzmeier recognized there was no one up there in that front left corner. She takes care of it, and it's her third kill to make it 15-14. So 15-14, Eagles out in front. A Long pass on the back row. Great dig right there to the outside. Here's Renner trying to wrap it around the antenna. Keeps it alive. Favre now just lobs it up. Coming in to save it. Put it over is Foster. Here come the Eagles on the attack. Hills with a big swing. There on the left pin. Was able to just get it off the top of the blocks. Now Renner trying to come in with a kill try from the 10-foot row. Put a little extra juice on it. Goes into the net for attack air four for the Bison. And it's 16-14. So the Eagles, who got the two-point lead back, have kind of kept it there. The libero, Barton, with a serve. Great dig in the back row by Favre to the outside. Here's Renner on the right pin this time with a big swing, but sends it long. She was wanting maybe a touch up front, and they're still going to say a Colby point as the up official was kind of nodding her head no, did not see any touch there. And so make it 17-14. Barton into the back row. Tried to anyway, but sent it short. Getting it off the dig there. Now here's Renner with a big swing. Got it to go in the back row. Colby keeping it alive. They try to force it back over. Got them all out of sorts, and it finally drops down for the Bison point to make it 17-15. So that'll be Abby Renner with her second kill. 17-15. Bison down by two here in set one. Renner lobs up at the back row. Great dig right there by Hillis to the outside. Hills trying to send it over on a free ball. Colby never got into a rotation there, and instead they just pop it right out of the net, make it 17-16. So 17-16 here in set number one. Renner twiggles the twine, is able to get it to go. And Abby Renner, she'll take that one. Ashley Randall, excuse me, she'll take that one any time. Her first ace of the night. And it ties it up at 17 apiece. Renner to the back row. Great dig out of the front row there by the Eagles. Now here's Holtzmeier from the right pin on the free ball to the outside. Big swing. Foster off the blocks. Kept alive up front by the Bison. Foster again puts it over to the Eagles. They come on the attack. And just putting it over into the back left corner again is Ashley Barton. With her second kill, second time she's done that, it gives Colby the lead at 18-17 here. In set number one, so back and forth we go. Holtzmeier again with the serve. Puts it up to Favre in the back row. Randall with the back set outside. Foster off the blocks and down. Bailey Foster with her second kill. And it ties us back up here at 18 apiece. And she'll be the one back to serve for the Bison after she just tied the game up on a huge kill try there. 18-18, set number one. Foster back to serve. Just taps it over. Great dig by Barton in the back row. Down the middle, over the top of the blocks of everybody was Cheney. The bump set to the outside, wrapping around the antenna is Walgren. And now Barton again over on a free ball to the back left corner. Favre digs it out the back set. Big swing off the blocks there for Griffin, and it'll go down for a kill. Morgan Griffin with her third, and the Bison have the lead again, this time at 19-18. Man, what a first set here from the McCook Senior High Gymnasium. 19-18. Each team has led by as many as three. Over the top, great serve right there from Foster. The outside Hills tries to go with a little sneak attack. Coming in to get it was Randall. Now a bump set outside. Just tapping it over to the front right corner and getting it to go is Jaleah Walgren, her second kill. And the Bison lead it 20-18. Timeout on the floor. We'll take one with them. 20-18. Set number one, Bison in front here on Kicks 96-1. Back here from the McCook Senior High Gymnasium, Bison in front, 20-18 here in set number one, as trying to pull off the victory, have been down as many as three, but have been up as many as three. Now they're up by two here, but neither team has led by more than that. It's really kind of been right around that 2 or 3 point mark the leads have been anyway. Bailey Foster back to serve, and Foster lobs it up over the top. Great dig by Holtzmeier. They go to the back row, and the libero with a kill try. Don't see that many two times. Now Walgren trying to do the same thing. Puts it up over the top of the blocks, and Hills with a two-hand swat over the free ball. Favre digs it out, and the set up there to Walgren again. Kept alive off the blocks. Hills with a big swing. Puts it off the blocks and the tape. Now the overpass still kept alive by Foster. Bison nitty gritty there, but that one on the set from Randall just a little too close to the net. It'll go over out of bounds and make it 20-19. So the Bison with an unfortunate error there makes it 20-19 in set number one. Back to serve is Carly Hills. Lobs over the back left corner for Walgren. The bump set. They'll go to her on the left. Pin sends it short and is able to get it again. Twice she's done that now. In the last few points, that one she's able to get to go again. And Jaleah Walgren with her third kill of the match makes it 21-19. So the Bison, 21, Colby, 19, lobs it up over to the back row. Great dig right there, Holtzmeyer. The outside swing coming from Mackley. She sends it long, and a great time for the Bison if they needed it, 22-19. Kirkendall, the server here for the Bison, 22-19. Lobs it up into the back row. Great dig again. This one by Hills to the outside. Huge swing off the tape. Kept alive by the Eagles. Sent over on a free ball, and it gets the Bison out of rotation as Randall up front there was able to get a dive on it, but it was just a little too late, and it's 22-20. So 22-20. Bison up by two here in set number one. Trying to salvage it and get the win. Maddie McCarty back to serve here for the Eagles. And now she gets the ready. McCarty lobs it up short there to get it was Walgren. The set from Randall outside. Griffin off the blocks. It hung on the tape. Kept alive by the Eagles somehow. Swing from Stanley is down for a kill. Bryn Stanley with a huge shot right there for the Eagles, and it cuts the lead to one, 22-21, here in set number one. And Trevor Hoynes wants a timeout to talk over things, and we will keep it right here. Set number one, 22-21. Bison, who made their way back into the match, now can they salvage it and come up with a win? We'll see here. I'd like to thank our sponsors today, Community Hospital, Carpenter Breland Funeral Home, DNS Hardware, Divinity Motors, Horizon Bank, Hot Tub Brokers, MNB Bank, Pizza Hut of McCook, Runs of McCook, Veteran Heating and AC, Vols Plumbing and Heating. 22-21 and set number one. Bison got out to an early three-point lead, and it was a long run by the Eagles. They came back to take the lead and led by as many as two or three throughout the midway point of the match. Then the Bison were able to get it back, tie it at 18, and they took the lead and have had it since that point. And they lead it 22-21 here in set number one, coming out of their own timeout. McCarty back to serve. McCarty lobs over the back row. Great dig there. The back set this time might be short for Griffin. She still takes it over and puts it down for a kill. McCarty dove at the last second. Might have been out, but she tried to keep it alive. Instead, it goes way out off of her hands. And it's Morgan Griffin again with a kill, the sophomore with four of them. And it makes it 23-21 Bison. Karsten Porter back to serve again here for the Lady Bison in front by two and set one. Porter gives it up at the back row. Coming in to get it, Holzmeyer outside. Huge swing. Stanley and keeping it alive with one hand there was Foster, but it has to go off her hands and out of bounds. Bryn Stanley now with her third kill, and two of them have come here in kind of some crucial moments. 23-21. Eagles with the serve, lobs it up over the top. Flanagan, the back set from Porter, short for Walgren, just kept alive by a couple of hands there, but it'll go out of bounds, and Walgren will get her kill after she sent it hard over into the back row, was kept alive by one hand, then the setter up front for the Eagles kept it alive, but it goes out of bounds, and Walgren with her fourth kill of the night makes it 24-22 over the back row. Great dig by the libero, Barton. The back set this time, just having to roll it over is Holzmeyer. Porter is there. Favre with a bump set to the outside. Foster has to play it as a free ball. Barton digs it out of the back row to the outside. Stanley, huge swing off the block. She keeps it alive from going out of bounds. Now here's Holzmeyer down the middle, is able to get it to go off the blocks. That's her fourth kill, and it ties us up at 20, makes it 24-23, excuse me. So 24-23, set number one. Bison with set point number two coming here. Stanley back to serve. Stanley lobs it up into the back row. Favre with a great dig. Porter close to the net. Just tried to tap it over. Saving it was Randall. Joust at the net. It'll be won by the Eagles. Would have been four hits on the Bison, I think, anyway. And that's what they're going to call it. Make it 24-24. So this one will go to extra points. Colby with two set points against him. Able to come back and tie it up at 24 apiece. Center of the back row, great dig, Favre. Porter just slaps it over with two hands. Now Barton trying to do the same thing. She's done it twice and is able to get a kill. The bump set this time. Crawford rolls it over around the blocks. The back set this time, big swing. Holzmeier, she's able to get it to go down for the kill. Porter was there to get it. No, they keep it alive, but they'll say it is a kill. So make it 25-24 in favor of the Eagles. Eagles faithful to their feet. Holzmeier just got her fifth kill. Stanley sends it to the back row for Foster. The back set to Crawford from the 10-foot line. Puts it down to Barton in the back right corner. Now they come to the outside. Here it is. Holzmeier down the line with the left hand. Gets it to go. She put the team on her back, is able to get the final two kills, and Colby takes set one, 26-24. We'll take a break. Be back with set number two here from the McCook Senior High Gymnasium. Colby wins set one, 26-24. It's Bison Volleyball on Kicks 96.1. Welcome back here from the McCook Senior High Gymnasium. About ready to get set and get going here for set number two. Bison with a tough loss in set number one, losing it 26-24. We're up 24-23, 24-22. Then it's a 4-0 run by the Eagles, and they take care of business, trying to do the same thing here in set number two. See if the Bison have got a little bit of an answer. Holzmeier kind of put the team on her back down the stretch there, was able to get the final two kills, and then she was the one that really started the rally there to come back and send it to extra points. Bryn Staley, she can't be overlooked either. She had a couple of big kills down the stretch there, and the Eagles will start out with a serve. Allie Flanagan to serve it up. She lobs it up over the back row. Favre with a great dig. Too short, almost on an overpass. Porter keeps it alive off the net. So don't run a free ball from the Bison. Holzmeier with the back set, and she will get it again this time. Great dig by Porter to the back row to go to the outside. Randall with a kill try, trying to send it over towards the middle there from the 10-foot line, and instead she puts it into the net and puts the Eagles in front 1-0. So Colby with a 1-0 lead. Back to serve. Lobs it up out of the back row. Great dig right there by Favre. They'll go to Randall this time on the left pin. Takes it over to the top of the blocks, but a great dig by Barton. Now Stanley, too short, just as has to punch it over. Porter is the Bison are on the attack. Walgren off the block of Stanley and down for a kill. Jaylia Walgren having herself a match. That's kill number five for her, and we're knotted up at one apiece just like that. Walgren again with a great serve, twiggles the twine, running in there to keep it up was Holzmeier, but she sent it right out of the net and down for another ace. That's Walgren's first ace of the night, second time the Bison have got an ace like that. 2-1, Walgren back to serve again, but right after she gets the ace, she gets the service error, number four on the Bison, and we're knotted up at two apiece. Was kind of like that at the beginning where you have a service error from one team, then you get a service error for another. Colby really cleaned it up, though, and it's probably what led him to come back a little bit there. Tied up to a piece here in set number one. Stanley with a great serve right to Foster in the back row. They'll go to her behind the 10-foot line. Wraps it around, brings it over to the top. Stanley digs it out now up front there and putting it down for a kill is Sadie Cheney. That's the second time she's recognized that. When the Bison and kind of have everybody back there looking for the return, they leave the front left corner open, and Cheney twice now has taken advantage of that and puts the Eagles in front 3-2 in set number two. Out of the back row, Favre with the dig. Porter with the back set to the outside. Big swing, Crawford gives it off to Stanley in the back row. The set to the outside, Carly Hills off the top of the blocks. Porter comes in with a set to the outside. Here's a big swing off the blocks and down up front right there. It's Sadie Cheney getting all the blocks herself. Makes it 4-2 here in set number one. Set number two with a Bison 1-0 set lead. Colby 1-0 set lead. Stanley back to serve, and Favre thought it was going to go out. It had a little bit of backspin on it, so right when she ducked, it just dropped right at about the free throw line, which sits probably, a foot or two just behind the out-of-bounds line, and it's 5-2 after the ace from Stanley. Stanley back to serve again, lobs it up. Favre this time digs it out, but it'll be close, and Foster is running after it there. Trevor Hoynes is going to want a timeout, and it's 6-2 here in set number two. Bison down by four and down 1-0 in the set, in the match. It's Bison Volleyball here on Kicks 96-1. Welcome back here for the McCook Senior High Gymnasium. Colby with the serve out of the McCook timeout. They'll go to Crawford on the right pin. Stanley keeps it alive in the back row. The set to Carly Hills. She goes powerful over the top of the blocks. Porter to the left pin. Randall puts it down. Just had one blocker up front. She recognized it. Attacks Stanley. It goes off her hands and out of bounds. And make it 6-3. Ashlyn Randall has been looking for a kill for a while. Is able to get it there. And it makes it 6-3 in set number two. Bison down one set to none, so have to win this one if they want to keep playing. Crawford into the back row, dug out there by the Eagles, and Cheney again to the front left corner. This time she does it with two hands instead of the normal one, and she gets her third kill like that. 7-3. Bison down by four. Barton, the libero, back to serve. Jumps it up over into the back row. Foster with the dig. Porter just has to put it over after it was tight to the net. Now here's Hills from the left pin, and she's able to smoke it between the blocks and down in front of Bailey Favre, and it's 8-3. So Carly Hills with her third kill, 8-3. Bison in front. Down by five, excuse me. Foster with the dig in the back row. Porter runs in, keeps it alive. Randall from the right pin smokes it along the back line. And Ashlyn Randall getting hot here in set number two with back-to-back scoring kills for the Bison. And it makes it 8-4. So 8-4 here for the Bison. Down by four with the serve. Randall, who just scored the point, sends it short. Free pass. Tap back over by Renner. Kept alive, but then it'll finally float out of bounds and make it 8-5. So Abby Renner will get the kill there, her third, and make it 8-5. Bison down by three. Back to serve again is Randall. Randall lobs it up short. Running in to get it is Holzmeier. Barton sends it over on a free ball to libero. For the Eagles, Randall with the set, outside left pin, Foster off the blocks and down, and here come the Lady Bison again. Third kill makes it 8-6. Bison so far this season only played in one true three-set match, and it'll go off of the hands for an ace there in the back row, Carly Hills. Randall with an ace. We got a timeout on the floor taken by the Eagles. We'll take one with them. Bison have rallied down by one. It's 8-7 here in set number two. It's Bison Volleyball on Kicks 96.1. Welcome back here from the McCook Senior High Gymnasium. Bison Volleyball on your airwaves here today. Lady Bison out to a slow start here in set number two, but have rallied back and are back within one. Coming out of the Colby Eagle timeout, it's 8-7 on the scoreboard. Back to serve will be Ashlyn Randall again, coming off of her ace. She sends it short this time. Hills is able there to get it. Now Holzmeier on the back, set the block up front. Kept alive by the Eagles. They'll have to send it over here. Holzmeier does. Favre with a dig. Randall, the back set too short for Griffin. Actually, it'll make its way over the net and out of bounds. And a tough way for the Bison to end their run there. 9-7. Colby in front here by two in set number two with a 1-0 set lead. After winning set one, 26-24. Out of the back row, Favre with a great dig right there. Randall sets it up outside. Griffin, left pin, off the box and down. Morgan Griffin with her fifth kill. And the Bison back in it. 9-8 here in set number two. So it'll be Bailey Foster back to serve for the Bison. Foster lobs it up over and away long as that one will go out of bounds. So fifth service here for the Bison, and it makes it 10-8. Carly Hills back to serve, the senior. He's had a pretty good night, three kills so far. Hills lobs it up to Favre in the back row. Randall comes in with a set to the outside. Walgren over the top of the blocks. Barton there to keep it alive. The set, they'll go into the back row there for Holzmeier. Two-hand swats it over. Griffin now sets it up down the middle, and they're going to call a lift or a double hit there on Griffin. And so make it 11-8. Tough way for the Bison there because that was going to be a great swing up front by Renner. But instead, it makes it 11-8 here in set number two. Colby with a 1-0 set lead. They'll give it up to the back row. Foster with a great dig. Randall now gives it up to Renner, who sends it short. It rolls on the twine. It finally falls down after there. Holzmeier, excuse me, Flanagan was able to get a hand on it, but it was too late to make it 11-9. And Abby Renner, I think she's saying, I'll take a kill like that at any time. That's her fourth, and it's 11-9. Bison about down by two and set two, down at one set to none. And Kuykendall puts it into the net. So another service here for the Bison. That's number six on the day, and it's 12-9. Bison, anytime they get it to within one or two there, seems like they're not able to get over the hump and maybe take the lead. Need a good little run here to do it. McCarty back to serve, gives it off to Walgren to the back row. Now the bump set, Crawford with a huge swing, kept alive somehow, and the Eagles are going to get the point. Oh my goodness, it was a great dig by Holzmeier, but it was really hard. So the only thing that Cheney could do was just slap it over. She did, and it was right where Walgren to the back row wasn't. And it makes it 13-9. McCarty again to Walgren to the back row. The back set this time. Griffin with a huge swing. She was trying to go up front to the 10-foot line, but she sends it wide and make it 14-9. So a run here for the Eagles. And Cheney, all four of her kills have just been either little tap overs or something like that to the outside. Big swing here. And getting it to go finally is Callie Crawford, her second try. She's been trying all match to kind of get a big kill like that with a big swing. Gets it there. It makes it 14-10. Bison down by four and set two, down one set to love after Colby came back from 24-22 deficit to win set one, 26-24. Porter back to serve for the Bison, lobs it up out of the back row for Holzmeier. Flying again, trying to sneak it over. It's bumped back over by Crawford. Bodies flying everywhere for the Eagles. They are able to get it over. Crawford down the middle, off the blocks. Porter keeps it alive. Now Walgren over, but she'll go into the net. And that's a tough way for the Bison to lose that point. Great effort from either side right there, especially right at the net. 15-10, set number two, 1-0 set lead for the Eagles. Back to serve, lobs over the back row. There was Flanagan to Favre outside wall. Randall puts it up in the back row for Hills. And now Barton comes over, taps it over in a free ball. Favre there to receive it down the middle. Coming big swing, Crawford, and she's able to get it to go. Callie Crawford with her third kill, second of the set. Bison down by 4, 15-11. Not trying to go away quietly. It's been as many as a 5-point lead here for the Eagles in set two. Bison need to win it if they want to force a third. And Walgren to serve, twiggles the twine here. Barton sets it up short for Cheney, who just punches it over, almost got another kill, and the Bison somehow free ball it over to the outside. Holzmeier, she throws it up over the top in front of Walgren and down for a kill. And Shaylee Holzmeister with her seventh kill, and it makes it 16-11 in set number one. Stanley back to serve. Stanley gives it wide. She was looking into the front right, in the back right corner, looking her way left to right across the net there, and sent it wide. Service here, number three for the Eagles. We've been doing a good job keeping it in play. 16-12. Back to serve again here in the back row. To the outside, big swing coming and putting it down is Sadie Cheney. That time she finally rears back and swings it and shows how powerful she can be in the middle there. And it makes it 17-12. Cheney, on her first like five or six kills, they were just little tap overs or just weird shots that she was able to get go. That one, she finally puts a power behind, and now it's an ace. This time for the Eagles to make it 18-12, their largest lead of the night. 6-point lead for the Eagles, 18-12 in set number two. Colby with a 1-0 set lead. It's Bison Volleyball here on Kicks 96.1. Welcome back here from the McCook Senior High Gymnasium, 18-12. Colby has opened up a 6-point lead. The Bison multiple times have been able to come back in this match, but have never had the lead. So now, can they step up here and come up big? 18-12 in set number two. Down one, set to none. Barton with a serve. Lobs up at the back row. Great dig right there by Foster. Huge swing. Renner not able to get it to go. Barton with a dig outside. Carly Hills just punches it up over the top. The Bison keep it alive. Porter kind of bites her nails. thinking that one might have been out, but it was kind of one of those 50-50s, and always in volleyball, you got to side on, hey, it's going to go in. So she kept it alive, but it'll go out off of her hands, and it's 19-12, and Carly Hills is able to get the kill. Lobbed up into the back row. Great dig there. Down the middle this time. Huge swing. Foster twiggles the twine. Kept alive by the Eagles. Hills just punches it over in a free ball. Almost blocked up front by Renner. Too short. Playing it off the net. Porter. Foster finesses it over. Down the middle. Porter keeps it alive on just a push-up. Now Fiverr has to send it over on a free ball. 19-12. Icen down by 7. The back set. Holzmeister off the blocks. And sliding in there to dig it out was Porter. And now we're going to have a double hit called on the Bison and make it 20-12. So it's an 8-point lead. Bison need a good little run here to try to get him in with it. But Barton back there serving has got an ace, and she has just led quite a run here. Favre gives it up to Porter. Really close for Randall, and she got the ball back. But they say it hit the net instead of the block, so it'll be four hits and make it 21-12. So Bison losing set one after being up 24-22. They lost it 26-24. Now they're down 21-12. Barton into the back row. Foster with the dig. Porter runs in, gives it up on the bump set here. Randall into the back row for Barton to the outside. Big swing. Hills off the blocks. But they'll say the Bison are in the nets. And to make it 22-12, so it's out to a 10-point lead. And when it rains, it pours. I think that's what Trevor Hoynes is thinking here for the Eagles. Barton back to serve again. Bison just need a side out. Barton sends it short. Porter plays it off the blocks, off the net. Try to keep it alive, but they'll say it went into the net there. So after you played off the net, you can't hit it back into the net, and that's what she did. It makes it 23-12. So 23-12, set number two. And the Bison down one set to none. Walgren with a dig. Porter to the outside. Renner with a swing. Barton picks it up. Holzmeister from the right pin off the blocks. Porter in with the set to the outside. Big swing and a kill for Bailey Foster. And the Bison in much need of a side out there. They finally get it. And it's 23-13. So a 10-point lead. Eagles able to kind of command that run there. And it all starts with a serve here, and Randall sends it short, and we'll get the ace. Ashlyn Randall with her third ace of the game, and it makes it 23-14. So Bison cut it under 10, just got to start chipping away. Don't have many points to play with, though, as Randall serves the end of the net. Seventh service error for the Bison. Back out to a 10-point game, 24-14. Set point number one here for the Eagles. Holzmeister, the serve, gives it off to Favre. Going to be short there for Randall. The back set, Foster puts it over the blocks. Flanagan comes in, Hills wraps it over the blocks, puts it down short, and that'll take care of it, 25-14. And the Eagles come back to win set one after being down by two and down to the set points, and then they take care of business in set two, 25-14. So it's a 2-0 clean sweep for the Eagles. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we will have we'll wrap it up here, and then we'll have more volleyball coming up here from the McCook Senior High Gymnasium. Once again, Eagles two set to none win, 26-24, 25-14 over the Bison. We'll be back with our final numbers here on Kicks 96.1. Welcome back here for the McCook Senior High Gymnasium, match number one of the day in the books. And it'll go to the Colby Eagles over your McCook Lady Bison as they win set one, 26-24, and win set two, 25-14. The Bison were in front and leading set one, 24-22, and ended up losing that set, 26-24, after the Eagles would go on a 4-0 run. So a tough way for the Bison there to kind of end their chances in set one for a set one win. And then set two, it was back and forth to start. The Eagles went on a little run to get it out to 4 points. The Bison were able to scramble back to get within two. And then after that, it was all Colby. And kind of when it rains, it pours. They got a great serving rotation out of their libero, Elizabeth Barton. Seemed like she was back there the whole match there down the stretch. And she was able to kind of get a couple of aces. And after after that, it just seemed like everything was rolling the Eagles' way as they get the job done and set to 25-14. Take you through your individual numbers. We'll start with the Lady Eagles of Colby. Allie Flanagan, the senior, finishes with one kill. Shaylee Holtzmeister finishes with seven kills. Five kills for Sadie Cheney and a block. Carly Hills with four kills, two kills and an ace for Elizabeth Barton, and three kills and an ace for Bryn Staley. For the McCook Lady Bison, Ashlyn Randall, four kills and three aces. Callie Crawford with three kills, four kills for Bailey Foster, five kills and an ace for Jalea Walgren, four kills for Abby Renner, and five for Morgan Griffin. The Bison once again losing set 126-24, and then Colby would come back to win 25-14. That's not the only McCook match we'll have tonight. No, they'll be taking on Hoxie coming up, but Hoxie and Colby will face each other first here. So we'll have a little bit of a break here, get you back to regular programming, be back with that final match. Expect about an hour for that other one. 6 o'clock maybe I tune back in here to Kix 96.1, but we'll have Colby and Hoxie, that match going on over on our Kix 96.1 YouTube channel, as well over on our sister station 101.1 KFNF, so you can listen to it over there. All right, that's going to wrap things up. Match number one of the day here from the McCook Triangular goes to the Colby Eagles as the host team. The Lady Bison drop it two sets to none, 26-24, 25-14. Get you back to regular programming. Come back here on Kix 96.1 for your final match of the night. This is Bison Volleyball on Kix 96.1.